In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to talk a little bit about routines, habits, and some of the crazy truths that I've learned as I've built a business. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's Rachel, your host, and I wanted to talk about habits and routines and some of the major misconceptions that I've seen when it comes to what makes someone productive. The first thing that I want to share is really important, and this took me a long time to understand. So many times I found myself looking for the $1 million, $1 billion morning routine or the routines of successful people, and hoping that those routines would work for me in becoming productive and motivated and becoming the business owner I want to be. Now, I want to share this because this was a huge realization process for me. Before you do any research about other people's routines or habits or the ways that they find motivation or productivity, you have to know what season you're in. What season of life are you in? For example, if you have a baby that wakes up at 5 a.m. every day, you don't necessarily want to start a morning routine at 3 a.m. just so that you can grind it out in the mornings. If you are in a season where, let's say you have a kid that won't sleep at night, maybe they have nightmares or they're having issues with staying asleep for the night, you maybe don't want to try to wake up at 5 a.m. And the other thing I want to share is that there's no one-size-fits-all solution for success. While there are certain things that are really helpful and just kind of make sense for most of us in different ways, if you're trying to just grab all of someone else's routine and assume that that's what's going to make you successful, you're missing a huge part of the equation, and that is that we are all individuals, and every single one of us works differently. We work differently. I am not Elon Musk. You are not Mark Cuban. Neither of us is Beyonce. And so by recognizing that difference, that every one of us is different, you can instead look at people's routines and habits and cherry pick the parts of it that make sense for you and your life in this season. Those three words are key. And the reason I share that is because, especially for those of us with shifting family dynamics consistently, one season may look completely different from the next. For example, a few months ago, I was great at waking up early and it served me well and it was awesome. And I loved how I felt when I woke up early, right? You know, 5, 6 a.m. mornings, sometimes 7. But lately, we've been having trouble getting our 3-year-old to bed. And so it's a lot more difficult to wake up at 5 or 6 when family changes occur and when the season is a little more challenging. And I want to be super clear about that you have to know the season you're in. As much as consistency and routines are helpful, sometimes variety is also super helpful. Sometimes it's great to switch things up or reevaluate something that's honored you or served you in the past that doesn't currently honor you today. So for example, while a routine can help you to create consistency, discipline, some certainty in your mornings, we also as humans need variety another way of putting it is uncertainty. We need to have some things that are switched up a little bit. And so I actually like to intentionally evaluate my routines, my habits, my daily commitments, what time I wake up, what time I go to bed, what I'm doing to prep for the big day every single day. I like to evaluate every so often because if you have outgrown a habit or a routine, it's no longer serving you. It's actually holding you back. So I hope that preframe helps you to understand so much that can be changed up. For those of you who have any kind of like neurodivergency, or I don't even actually know if that's a word, but we're going to go with it today. You may need some variety in order to feel like you're not caged in, which I completely understand. So I'm going to share with you what's been working for me lately. The last 2 weeks have been a little bit different. I knew that it would be a little different. I've been going into some really intense trauma therapy, and it's been awesome. And if you're tired of me talking about it, you may want to just skip my podcast for like the next 9 months, because it's a part of my life and it's been changing the way I look at everything. And so I'll share with you what has been working for me up until the last 2 weeks, and I'm at about a reset point and it's time to reevaluate everything. So in the last few months, what I've found that has been working really well is to not hold myself to the 5 a.m. Morning, like everyone says is so great, but instead finding the time that I wake up and don't feel as groggy. What is that time each day? What is that sweet spot? And I think every person has a sweet spot in terms of time. Like, I discovered that waking up sometime between 6:30 and 7:30 is a huge difference for me in terms of sustainability and energy throughout the day versus when I wake up at 5 a.m. Everything has to be going really right and on schedule, which if you have kids or puppies or plants, like, it doesn't always happen like that. So 6:30 to 7:30 has been a great wake-up time for me. Generally speaking, it's pretty consistent. Maybe I'll go back to a 5 a.m. morning once the kids are grown. Maybe I won't. But I've been liking about 6:30 to 7:30 because it gives me anywhere from 2.5 hours to 1.5 hours to prep before the day starts, technically, before the 9 a.m. work hour hits. So I like to wake up, and I'm not a graceful morning person. I'm someone who wakes up and it takes me a while to like warm up to the world or come back out of sleepland. And so I'll usually start with like coffee and water. I drink those almost every morning. Some mornings I'll do like a smoothie. I get my smoothies from Daily Harvest, and I like that it's prepackaged. It's easy. I just pop it into the blender with some water, make my smoothie, or sometimes I'll do like green juice. And I really like those in the morning if my stomach doesn't feel sick. Some people get this like me, and my stomach can get really sick in the morning if I eat a lot, or, you know, if I try to do like a big breakfast, it's not going to happen. Even light breakfasts can be really hard on my stomach. So coffee, water, sometimes a smoothie, sometimes some green juice. And I'm going to share a couple different things because I alternate these quite a bit. But generally speaking, I like to do something that starts my day with a great mind space, if that makes sense. Some people like wake up super happy, and I'm not that person. It takes a lot of work and intentionality for me to be positive and happy when the day starts. So I'll do something like meditation, visualization, affirmations, prayer, any combination of these. This makes me feel on top of the world. And generally speaking, I like to do 10 or 20 minutes of that. I really enjoy spending 10 or 20 minutes intentionally programming myself for the day, making sure I feel good about the day, making sure that, if anyone's like me in this, I get nightmares a lot, really, really bad nightmares. And so sometimes I almost need like a reset after sleeping because the nightmares are so intense that I want to like hit a reset before I go into my day so I don't bring that into my day. I do like to journal, like just a couple of lines. I keep it short in the morning, usually 5, maybe 10 or 15 minutes, but writing down just a couple of thoughts, whether it's a few sentences or some bullet points or what I'm feeling for the day, I find that to be a really great like touch base and a chance for me to be very honest and non-judgmental with myself. The next big thing that I do, a lot of times people say like, don't you work out? No, not in the mornings. I have done working out in the morning, but I, number one, run out of energy early on in the day if I'm working out in the mornings. And number two, this is probably TMI, but I'm fine with it. Oftentimes when I work out in the morning, like I go and throw up. It makes my stomach upset. My stomach does not like morning workouts. So I try to avoid that as much as I can. I'd rather get my workout midday when my energy's starting to dip, or sometimes even before bed. But you have to know what works for you. The next big thing that I do is I like to prep for my day. I like to look at my day, know what I need. For example, if I have a big speaking opportunity or a big publicity opportunity, I know that I'm going to want to put a little extra time and attention into the way that I look and feel. I want to put that intentionality there. If I've got a chill day, which is usually like Fridays are my chillest day intentionally, I'm going to, you know, put on very, very light makeup and just make sure that my hair feels pleasant enough that it works for the day. And then I usually go and pick out an outfit that's basically a hybrid between, yeah, I'm totally professional and dude, I'm so comfy right now. I especially love, lately I've been getting these like sweatshirt tops from Target, and I've been liking them because some of them have like puffy or flared sleeves, and they have these sweatsuits where if someone only saw you from the top up, they would think, oh, that's a nice sweater, but it's really activewear. And so as soon as I finish the workday, if I want to, I can just throw on some shoes and then go run outside. Or I'll do an activewear top that looks like a sweater and some yoga pants / running pants and throw some shoes on and go run later on throughout the day. Now, during that time of prepping for my day, I also like to make sure that I have my day time blocked. Now, I personally do some of my time blocking in my head, and I'm very disciplined in that. If you are not disciplined in time blocking, I'd recommend actually going through the process of time blocking and writing everything down. I kind of memorize my schedule for the day. So I really like to, make sure that I know where my time is going to go throughout the day, and just spending some time making sure I have, you know, the research done for any interviews that I need. If someone's going to have me on their podcast to talk about like TikTok, for example, I need to go and research like what's changed today, because things change every single day, every single week. So I like to just go make sure I know the latest, make sure I'm not missing any big news. And then I usually have some time left. Sometimes I'll do my hair and makeup on TikTok live in the morning, and that's called Good Morning Gorgeous. And I like that time because it's a great time to be honest, be myself, be candid, give a behind the scenes, connect people a little more personally, which I think is kind of great. And then from there, 7 to 9 a.m. every day, we have a power hour for my program called The Social Click. Now, I lately have been joining at about 8 o'clock, but many people are on from 7 till 9. And there's anywhere from 6 of us all the way up to 20 of us that usually join each morning. And we all just jam on some early morning priorities before the workday even starts. For me, I like to get my dailies done, like getting my email ready for my list, getting my Instagram posts ready. I try to get as much of my dailies done as I can in this early morning power hour time, even if it's just 1 hour. Because then that way, when I go into the day, I already know I've gotten a lot of the commitments that I have to myself done. So before I even go into the office, technically, even though I do my power hour in the office, I know I'm set up for success for the day versus working from behind all day. So that's been a morning routine that's worked really well for me. I've tested out some really advanced morning routines, including workouts and sometimes I like them, but most of the time, not so much. I've tested out reading in the morning. When I wake up early enough to read, those are my favorite days. But with the routines of kids and life, that's been a lot more challenging lately. So I just want to make sure that you recognize from this episode that habits and routines are not meant to make you feel like you're stuck or trapped. They're meant to serve you. They're meant to create some awesome foundations that support you. So if you hear from other people, here are the routines I've loved, and you're trying them and you're just not getting into them and they're not serving you, feel free to drop them. Feel free to recalibrate your morning routines until you find the sweet spot of what really works for you. For some people, that might only be 10 minutes of quick meditation prayer, and then a 5-minute, you know, mascara application or whatever. Find what works for you, and then also feel free to reevaluate it at any point. I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. And by the way, If you want to join us inside of the Social Click for our awesome power hours in the morning, as well as so much more, including mentorship and mastermind, if you want to connect with people who are like-minded and growing their businesses, head on over to clickforlife.com. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com. And feel free to fill out an application. I'll catch you later. Bye for now.